Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. In the interest of full disclosure, Scott, neither of us are smokers. However, at one point, I actually was the Marlboro man and spent some time stocking cigarettes in stores, believe it or not, and never felt an urge to smoke. But I can say I spent an awful lot of time in restaurants. I probably eat more restaurant meals than anyone in mid-Michigan. I would say I eat close to 20 meals a week in restaurants. And that's a lot. Shows I never eat at home. And very happy to welcome in Andy Deloney. And Andy is Vice President of Public Affairs for the Michigan Restaurant Association. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jack. Good to be with you.
Well, you should be happy to talk to me because I spend an awful lot of money in Michigan restaurants.
Yeah, yes, I know you do.
But I want to talk to you a little bit about this data in terms of smoke-free workplaces. And at what point is it fair to say, okay, we have enough numbers here and there is a cause and effect?
Well, first of all, we wanted to make sure there's a couple things we wanted to do with the survey. First of all, as you're probably aware, you know, after this passed, oftentimes you only hear from folks when they're upset about something. And it's safe to say that 100% of the phone calls and emails we were getting were from members of ours who obviously weren't happy. We wanted, for a number of reasons, we wanted to get good data instead of just the anecdotal data from members. We wanted to get good data on what the impact has been, what folks are experiencing since May 1st. And this is not just a snapshot in time type thing we're trying to do. We're going to be doing this a number of times over the next several months, and probably as we get to the year point, the first anniversary of the effective date, to see what the impact, what is going on with restaurant and tavern operators out there. What are they seeing? What are they feeling? Is there traffic up or down? Has there been what kind of impact is? So we can have a good assessment, a good understanding of what folks are feeling out there.
All right, in terms of lottery ticket sales, been on the decline since a high in 2007. Is it fair to attribute any of that to smoke-free workplaces and restaurants?
I think it is fair to attribute to that. Of course, and to be fair, there's a lot of reasons why a restaurant is successful or not successful. There's a lot of reasons why a restaurant sales may be up or may be down. However, I think it's important to note that according to the proponents of this bill for the last several years, they would point to states and say, well, if you look at a certain state, say the state of Florida, when they passed the smoking ban, sales went up in that state, therefore the smoking ban was good for business. We would argue, well, first of all, you're talking about a measure called total statewide restaurant sales, and with the exception of really, really bad economies like Michigan's had the last couple of years, that's a number that goes up every year anyway. But second of all, you can't just say that the success in restaurant sales was due to the smoking ban. There's probably a million reasons why that figure goes up. And yes, we have heard some of the numbers. I saw something from a spokesperson from the Michigan Lottery that shows that they're expecting a $35 million hit this year, which is a $10 million hit to Michigan schools. And the spokesperson seemed to attribute a good deal of that to the smoking ban. But again, there's probably a number of reasons for it, of course. The economy has, of course, been very poor. It continues to be that way, so I'm sure that has had an impact as well. But I have had a number of anecdotal conversations with members of ours who have said that, one in particular who told me that they were used to doing between $7,000 and $8,000 a week in club Keno sales, and since May 1st, it's been down to about 1,000 or less, and they attribute it directly to the smoking ban. So I'm sure there is a significant percentage that is tied directly to the smoking ban. But to be fair, you can't argue that it's entirely due to that. I'm sure there are a number of other factors as well.
All right, I have a friend who is a very active Keno player. In fact, chooses his seating location in a restaurant in proximity to Keno. And he is a non-smoker. He is now able to go places that he would not go before. And I don't know what the Keno sales were for that place before, but I know that a lot more coming out of his pocket every week. I don't know whether there is a cause and effect here. I guess we're going to have to wait until we get a few more numbers.
Yeah, and again, like I said, we didn't want this to be just the snapshot in time. Again, we really wanted to do this for our own internal purposes. So we have a good understanding of what's going on in the industry with the ban since it's taken effect, and that's why we want, you know, a number of folks who said that they've not really seen an impact thus far. A number of those folks told us anecdotally that, you know what, I really expect to see an impact, you know, during the first winter. You know, it's not a big deal right. to have someone go outside when it's a comfortable 80 degrees, but when it's going to be a really breezy, cold 10 degrees, that's going to make a big difference. So like I said, we want to make sure we have good, accurate data here.
The idea being that smokers who could step outside just to smoke now might just decide to stay home rather than standing out when it's 30 degrees.
Yeah, certainly. And the other thing is, of course, like I said, we had heard from the only phone calls and emails we were getting were from members essentially who were saying they weren't happy about it, but that's why we wanted to do a survey, because we know there are some folks that are doing better since May 1st, and we wanted to get a sense of who those folks are. And according to our first survey, about 14% of our members are saying that, you know, since May 1st, you know what, my traffic is up, my sales are up. They seem to be significantly outnumbered by those who are saying that their traffic and sales are down, but you know, there are some that are saying that they've seen a positive impact, and we didn't want to bury that. You know, this is what our members are telling us.
Andy, how many of those restaurants that said their traffic was down were having a dip in traffic anyway since 2007 or really since the economy started to decline? It seemed as if a lot of restaurants I know were having some slumps.
That's a really good question. I fear there's a really long answer to it. A lot of what we've seen in the last year is that as a number of restaurants have closed, I hate to sound so sterile about it, but there it seems that there was a bit of a restaurants closing that were just hanging on the edge. That those right. who are still in business now were, you know, the strongest of the strong, the ones who were the most fit, and there seems to be a bit of a stabilization going on out there. We didn't ask the question specifically about if your sales are down, how much did you attribute that to the ban? How much do you attribute that just to the economy overall? And I wanted to be, you know, to be clear about what we're asking. What we were asking our members, what we were not asking our members is are your sales down because of the smoking ban? Or what we asked them is, since May 1st, are your sales down or are your sales up or has there been no change? Is your traffic down? Is there traffic up? Is there no change? We didn't ask them, is it directly due to the smoking ban? Although with every question we asked, we gave them the opportunity to provide comments, and of course, a very significant number of them were telling us that, in their opinion, that the reason why their traffic is down or their sales down is because of the ban. But again, a number of folks were telling us, you know what, my sales have gone up a little bit, and it's, you know, in their opinion, it's due to the ban. But again, they're outnumbered 3 or 4 to 1 by those who are saying that there was a negative impact.
Andy Deloney, Vice President of Public Affairs of Michigan Restaurant Association, our guest. Andy, all of these questions were directed to proprietors,
yes.
general managers, right? Has there been any research, even a preliminary way in your mind, to employees of these restaurants?
You mean have their opinions been asked?
Yeah, I would be very curious as to what bartenders, servers, those who would seat people. I'm just curious as to what they think about their quality of life.
That's an interesting question. I've asked about 20 questions, not all of which we thought were, you know, the most interesting as far as reporting. But we did ask our members, what about your guests? You know, what do your guests feel about it? And again, to be fair, while our members right. generally are saying, you know what, it's really hurt me, again, about 42% are saying that, you know, since May 1st, our sales are down. What they're also telling us is that, you know, their guests seem to be generally supportive. It's about 47%, which outnumbers those who say that they're opposed to it. So, you know, their guests are saying that, hey, whatever the view of the owner, you know, the guests seem to be, you know, overall pretty happy with it. But it's the restaurant owner or the tavern operator who is telling us, again, those who are hurt are 3 to 1. But, yeah, it seems to be that guests are generally supportive of it. We've seen some stories about those restaurants who have been affected who are saying that their hours are down, their tips right. are down. But we did not specifically ask about that question. That's something that we could ask in a future survey, that we've got a couple ideas right. for a couple additional questions.
We'll go back and we'll get that information in the future and love to collaborate with you again on it, Andy. Thanks
Absolutely.
So much.
Absolutely, Jack. Jack, thanks so much for having me.
All right. We'll be right back with Dr. John Braccio.